Rick, where are you having coffee this morning?
Well, I just left the Grand Ledge A&W, and later today I'll be at Cugino's.
All right, we've got to get out to Sophia's, Rick. I just love that place. They have awesome breakfasts.
Yes, they do.
Well, in talking with Tim Skubick today, he told me how on his program you talked about Jennifer Granholm trying to, I don't know if sneak is the correct adjective, but it's what comes to mind, some pay raises. Talk about the story that you uncovered.
Well, numerous state employees contacted me, and their story was that Granholm called in all her department directors and said, before I leave, I can give all of our friends a pay raise. So give me a list. And so my information is that they were quietly giving her a list of non-union people that she could just give a raise to with a swipe of a pen. And so I called her on it. And a few hours after the Tim Skubick show aired, she rescinded 28 raises, claimed she didn't know anything about it, that it was a mistake in her office. Well, to that, I say shame on her. She should have taken full responsibility. The buck stops with her. And I think if I hadn't caught her red-handed, it would have been a lot more than 28.
What do you think about that?
I think it's outrageous. We're facing a $1.6 billion problem in this state, and for her to just hand out money willy-nilly at the end of her last days, it's a big mistake, and she knows better.
And right after the program aired on TV, the actions were rescinded.
Yes, yeah, so and that's not the only thing that I've caught here recently. I've been investigating for a month now. She intended to spend $20 million buying a floor of an old casino in Detroit and forcing state police crime lab people into this the floor of this old casino, something that we don't need. We certainly don't need to spend $20 million on that. Another thing I caught her on, she allowed her state police director, the colonel, to retire. She then, 1 minute later, reinstated him. So instead of making $145,000, now he makes about $250,000 when you add in all of his benefits. That is ridiculous.
Well, have you had any response from the governor's office on that?
Yes, the governor's office, in the case of the director of the state police, they said it was basically routine. It was his right. Well, I'm sorry. We should be safeguarding the taxpayers' money, and it's another bunch of shenanigans by this governor. I believe we've had 8 years of shenanigans with things like the state police headquarters. It wasn't needed, but some big political donors profited from that building. We had a governor who gave her own spouse his own office with three staff members paid for by the taxpayers. Yeah, this governor has been just terrible with waste of taxpayers' money.
Have you had much dialogue, or do you plan to with Rick Snyder?
Yes, I respect Governor-elect Rick Snyder. I think he's a great guy. We've had numerous conversations. In fact, he and I went to the same high school, Battle Creek Lakeview. Although I'm about 6 years older than he is, and I graduated a little sooner, but I think he's a very sharp man. He wants to work to reinvent Michigan, and I'm going to be there doing everything I can to help him.
What legislation do you think will get completed before 2010 is complete?
Very little. We're in a lame duck session. The leadership seems to want to leave town. And so I don't think there's going to be a lot done this year yet. I have been trying and trying to pass some things that would save more money. We could still save a lot of money in the Department of Corrections.
Rick, should lawmakers be taking 2 weeks off for deer hunting season?
No. In fact, I'm a deer hunter, and I went out opening day and hunted in unsuccessful, I should say, but I enjoyed the great Michigan outdoors and the friendship of other hunters. But do we need 2 weeks off? Absolutely not. In fact, I'm in my car on the way to the Capitol. I'm going to work today.
And finally, before we let you go, I wanted to see where your bills regarding abortion clinics and how they dispose of those. The correct adjective kind of escapes me, but I know that you want the fetuses disposed of in a more proper way.
Yes, the abortion clinic, of course, calls them medical waste or fetuses. I call them what they are. They're babies. We had a clinic here in Delta Township, just west of Lansing, throw 17 babies into a garbage dumpster in a bag labeled with a mother's name. I have legislation that will stop that, will ban that. The Michigan Attorney General has determined that they did not break the law because they dipped them in formaldehyde. We had a funeral for the babies in Lansing. 1,000 people showed up this Saturday for the funeral, and those 17 babies were laid to rest. And it's, where is the bill now? So far, the leadership, specifically the floor leader, Democrat floor leader, has refused to move them in the House. I took them to the Senate, where Alan Cropsey, Senator Dr. Roger Kahn, assisted me. They passed almost immediately in the Senate, so we're waiting for the House to take action. If they don't, we'll bring it back next year, because we don't want babies thrown into a dumpster. We want to be known as, you know, pure Michigan, where tourists come to visit. And it's bad if either side of the issue, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, you don't want this sort of thing to happen.
And then before we let you go, where do you stand on the bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
Well, you know, there's a big debate. Should we let Matty Maroon, who owns the Ambassador Bridge, build another bridge, or should we follow the Canadian plan? They call it the DRIC, D-R-I-C, and allow the Canadians to build a bridge, and then we would pay them back with the tolls. Well, there's problems with both plans. They both smell a little. I'm not ready to sign off on either one. Specifically, the Canadian plan, the DRIC, if we sign the way it's written right now, if the tolls don't pay for the bridge, Michigan taxpayers will be on the hook for billions of dollars. I won't agree to that.
All right. Thanks, Representative Jones. Always appreciate your time.
Anytime.